Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mets.
That's right, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor back again. In fact, your favorite professor. Busting myths, taking names, puncturing egos, and crushing conspiracy theories since 1963. In one of our earlier shows, we addressed some of the myths and misunderstandings about cracking the uncrackable German Enigma code during World War II. But perhaps the biggest popular misconception about Enigma really deserves more detailed attention. And that biggest misconception, that biggest myth, is that British codebreakers, led by Alan Turing, were solely, and I want to emphasize solely, responsible for breaking the code during the war. Buzzkillers in Dayton, Ohio will be very proud to hear that one of their native sons, Joseph Dech, was an Enigma-cracking hero. And Buzzkillers in Poland, we have lots of Buzzkillers in Poland, will be ecstatic that we're going to remind everyone that Polish cryptanalysts, and that's what they were, cryptanalysts, look on the Buzzkill website to see how that's spelled, Polish cryptanalysts were the first to crack Enigma. As you know, Enigma was a machine that the Germans used to encrypt military messages and to protect military secrets from the Allies. And the codebreakers at Bletchley Park in Buckinghamshire in England, especially Alan Turing, deciphered the German code during the war. In fact, during the early-ish stages of the war, shall we say. Now, this crucial work, in effect, shortened the war and saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of lives. The accomplishments of Bletchley Park are the stuff of legend, especially after the enormous success of the 2014 film The Imitation Game, which dramatically portrays the real-life accomplishments of Turing and his team and throws in, of course, a little Hollywood flair. What's not readily apparent in the, frankly, well-deserved accolades bestowed on Alan Turing, bestowed on the rest of the Bletchley Park team, is that there were two other World War II code-breaking operations that cracked Enigma and are equally deserving of our admiration. In the first place, the version of the machine that the British built to decipher the German Enigma code, in other words, the machine that the British built to crack the Enigma machine, right, was based on an earlier version developed by the Polish Cipher Bureau. Polish scientists developed their original machine in 1932 and named it the Bomba, B-O-M-B-A, most likely because that's the noise it made while it was operating. The Poles designed and built the Bomba through pure mathematical analysis, aided by an intercepted German Enigma machine found on a submarine, and with a little help from a German spy. The British team at Bletchley Park developed their version of the machine between 1939 and 1940, respelling the name from B-O-M-B-A to B-O-M-B-E. This British version, known as the Bomb, is still the most well-known deciphering device of World War II, but it was not to be the last nor the best. The code-breaking team at the United States Naval Computing Laboratory in Dayton, Ohio, would soon improve upon the British design by creating their own version of the bomb that would prove indispensable to Allied intelligence operations. Led by Joseph Dech, a senior engineer at the National Cash Register Company, the Dayton lab built an American version of the bomb that was considerably faster than any of its predecessors. The first American prototypes of the bomb went into operation in 1943, and by the end of that year, there were 120 American bombs in full operation. This meant that German-coded messages could be cracked faster and with greater frequency as the war progressed. The bottom line is this, Buzzkillers. Polish and American contributions to Allied code-breaking efforts were at least as significant as those of the British. We shouldn't forget that the British team at Bletchley Park stood on the shoulders of Polish giants and still couldn't have made it over the wall without a lot of help from Allied American cash register engineers. Talk to you next week. Over and out.
Epicast.